the obituary that most of you probably seen because it was in the Democrat, and I want to share it with you. Florida lost a staunch pillar of criminal defense law when Len Holton passed away August the 4th, 2024, in Sun City Center, Florida. He battled cancer through numerous experimental trials for the disease that didn't cure him, but perhaps helped others overcome this terrible disease. That's really a wonderful thing in the medical community when people go through things like that and they make themselves available for different trials and different things. That's how we end up with so many good medicines, and we thank God for that. Leonard's parents, Terry Holton and Mildred, I can't pronounce the last name, so I won't butcher it, Holton, welcomed their son into this world on April the 20th, 1949 in Blue Island, Illinois. The family moved to Tampa, where Leonard completed his secondary education in a Catholic school. He received his undergraduate degree from the University of South Florida and subsequently earned his law degree from the University of Florida. He graduated in 1975 and was admitted to the Florida Bar that same year. After an initial stint in private practice, Leonard was appointed director of Sentencing Guideline Commission by the Florida Supreme Court. His work as director of the commission was historically important for achieving fairness and uniformity for all parties. Attorneys from across the state called Leonard for his expertise on sentencing in criminal court. And following his work with the commission, Leonard spent the next 20 years plus as assistant public defender at the Second Judicial Circuit, where he excelled in trial and appellate court representation. And among his peers, Leonard was a lawyer's lawyer. In his work as a courtroom advocate, he was kind and respectful of clients, co-workers, opposing counsel, and judges. He was low-key but fearless. In addition to being an outstanding lawyer, Leonard was an avid sports fan devoted to the Florida Gators. Lord forgive me for that. The Tampa Bay Rays and the Detroit Tigers. He was also a family man, and he'd always talk lovingly about his wife and his daughter, Sarah. And he loved every dog he ever had. He had a strong faith in his religion, but did not proselytize. So Leonard was preceded by his wife of 25 years, Patricia Holton, who is with us in the cemetery here. And he is survived by his daughter, Sarah Beth Holton, granddaughter Madeline Grace Holton, grandson Stanton Jackson Holton, and niece Heather House. And we're grateful that you're here to be a part of this service, and we thank God for that.